Ferrari the last year or the year before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And?
That was okay.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Let's see. Boy, how do I start this? Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this very chilly, frosty morning here in Shangri-La.
Yeah. Frosties for sure, and you have a convertible.
Coming out, I had my butt warmer on, the heat going full blast, driving gloves on, and a scarf. The only thing I was missing was my beanie, and that was because I didn't want to deprive you all of this. So welcome to our listeners.
Yeah, I wore gloves and a scarf today, Mark, and I don't have a convertible, but it's still cold.
Yeah.
It was 55 when I left today.
55
yeah.
At your home or inside the house or outside the
outside.
House? Outside. Yes.
Inside it was, wow.
Cold. That's
anyhow,
all you can say, very cold.
Yeah. Anyhow, were you going to start with On This Day in History?
I've never done.
I know, but last time you said you were going to start with that.
Oh, I don't know because I don't know what happens on this day in history.
But 2 weeks ago, last time we did this, you said we should do a.
Oh yeah,
a
but I didn't mean that I was going to start into it. But instead, what I am going to do is I'm going to start with quotes. This was a stocking stuff for Christmas, and it's quotes every man should know. So I'm going to start with quotes every man should know.
All right.
And here is one from Charles de Gaulle.
Who?
Prince Charles de Gaulle, French military leader and president.
I know who he is, but I'm sure a lot of people don't.
How can you govern a country which has 246 varieties of cheese?
That's a quote?
That's a quote from Charles de Gaulle.
Boy, that's...
I think it's fantastic.
Really, hey,
that's a fantastic quote coming from a tastemaker who loves cheese.
But nobody knows who Charles de Gaulle is.
That's
anyhow, a famous birthday today. And you know what, Mark? I eliminated influencers,
good.
TikTokers.
Good. Kids,
excuse me.
The kids that are YouTubers.
I eliminated all that because they're taking over the celebrity birthday. So
good.
Here's a couple good ones I think you'll know, Mark. And we missed Paul Newman by 2 days. He would have been 100.
Oh, that's right.
Two days. Hard to believe he would have been 100.
Gosh, almighty.
Yeah. Okay. Elijah Wood.
Should you ask me to guess?
Nah, 43. Here's one I'll ask you to guess. Joey Fatone. We met him at the Kentucky Derby from NSYNC. Joey Fatone.
Yeah.
How old? I bet you're way wrong.
I'd say he's 53.
48. You're okay.
Okay.
Here's a good one. Alan Alda from MASH.
Oh, he's got to be 89.
Bingo. You must have checked this before I did.
I did not.
He's 89 today. Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys.
Another
boy band.
40.
45.
I think with a five-year difference is within the margin of error.
Okay. Here's a real good one for you. Let me see how close you get to this one. Jackson Pollock was born today.
Oh, he was born today. So the question is, how old would he be today, right?
Correct.
Okay. I would say he would be...
First, take a gander. When do you think he was born?
1920. So I would say he's about 105.
Okay. He was born in 1912. He'd be 113 today.
Eight off.
114.
That's not bad for somebody like that.
But I know when I saw that he was 113, I just thought, wow. You know? He's been around for a while. Here's the last one. Barbie Benton.
Oh, yeah. She has got to be... That's an easy one. She's 79.
75.
Margin of error. Margin of error. Right there? All right. Well, anyhow, while you get that back to
story. Hey, really quick, though, Mark. I decided to do what happened on this day in history, 1986. Today, the Challenger explodes.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh.
In 1986, mm-hmm. Yeah, I was at the Cobalt Company when the word came in on that.
We Are the World was recorded.
1985?
1985. In 1958, Lego was patented.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've got the on this
day. Yeah. Okay. I didn't want to do it if you had it.
Well, yeah.
And then on this day, and you're telling me to turn mine down.
Yes, I did.
On this day in 2021, Cicely Tyson died.
In what day? What year?
2021. And she was 95.
She's been
95.
Gone 4 years already.
Yeah. So that is... our day in history, that is our celebrity birthday, and that is our quote of the day.
Start of the
are
show.
Are those quotes per day, or do they have...
No, this is just quotes every man should know. And so it's got, there's 120 pages of quotes that every man should know. Let's see. Here's an. They say things. Okay, let's see. Let's come up with one more. Since this is the first time we're doing this, we'll go with. All right, here. Be kind. Everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle.
Wow.
That's by the Greek philosopher Plato.
Huh.
And I'm not talking about the kid's toy, Plato.
I think it's Plato.
James Thurber, American humorist. Early to rise and early to bed makes a man healthy and wealthy and
Benjamin
dead.
Benjamin Franklin.
No, it's James Thurber, American humorist. Early to rise, he changed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was Ben Franklin. It's been a little more than a month since we've been in here.
Matt, I'd like to say mention who our sponsor of today's show is, and that would be LuxuryGala.com. They are the people putting together one of the biggest Oscar viewing parties taking place on Sunday, March 2nd. I know you're going to be there, and I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are still available at LuxuryGala.com. It's taking place at the Universal Hilton right in Universal City. Mm-hmm. Got 1,000 people coming to this thing. I mean, it's a fantastic event. The food's fantastic. The entertainment's terrific. While you're watching the live show, and then in between, you've got all sorts of vendors there peddling their wares. They've got different types of vodka, tequila, pastries. I know last year
sushi.
Was
they always have sushi.
You always have sushi. Great food, great drinks, great products, great brands. And I think there's still a few tickets still available. So you want to go to LuxuryGala.com, which also happens to be the company behind this great magazine.
New magazine.
Which I know I've mentioned this in the last episode, last show or two. But listen, when you make the cover of a magazine like this,
mm-hmm.
the Hollywood Elite magazine, you gotta pitch it.
Star power right there.
Star power right there. And also, if you want to promote your own product, brand, or service or whatever, there are advertising pages available in this.
Yeah, a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, so go to LuxuryGala.com, and you've got all the information about the magazine, all the information about the Oscar viewing party, all the information about mm-hmm. anything you need here in Hollywood. So I strongly encourage you.
There are, you know, other options for the parties, but if you're not going to the Vanity Fair party, which we're not, or the Elton John party, which is kind of doable at about $8,000, there's other ones throughout the town, but without a doubt, this is the one.
Started off at the Governor's Ball.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is the one that you can go to, and like Mark said, tickets are probably still available.
Yes, I would think so.
Yeah, I mean, every year it gets more and more popular.
Yeah.
I think this is our fifth year in a row that we're going.
Wow.
So for a good time, and it's like there's a fashion show. There's some kind of
awards. There might be an awards ceremony.
Going on
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
A lot of people getting recognized, some certificates getting passed out.
And yep.
We ourselves got an award a couple years ago.
I still have it. I have it probably displayed in my office at home.
Yeah.
AKA Blake's ex room.
So it's more than just watching. It's networking, intermingling, eating. And before dinner is even served, again, like Mark said, there's vendors there passing out items. And there's a great – we're not into sushi, but they have a great sushi bar from what I've seen.
It's a great
time.
What
I've heard. And last year they had Fogo de Chao.
Yes, which was fantastic.
Fogo de Chao outside.
Before
barbecue.
The dinner.
Yeah, before the dinner.
Which was great.
Dinner is at 5 or 6, and the event starts
not 5. The dinner's like at 6 or so. I remember the wine was a little bit.
Right, the show starts at 5, dinner's at 6.
Right.
But the event starts, I think, at 2.
So this keeps you going before the dinner, sir.
This keeps
before
you
the
going.
Show starts, you got some food. Fogo de Chao, fantastic.
So thank you very much for our sponsor. But
Luxury Gala.
Really, really important. This year started off crazy with just the new year with this, that, and the other thing, and the fires we unfortunately had to deal with over the last 2.5 weeks. You were affected.
3 weeks today, as a matter
3 weeks today.
We were having lunch at the Ivy, and it was really windy.
Really windy.
We were celebrating our recent Golden Globe.
And we'll touch
suite.
Base on the Golden Globes in a minute, but you are right. We were celebrating.
So we're having a great lunch over there at the Ivy.
Super windy.
Almost
inside.
But you have to go to eating at the Ivy. You got to sit outside.
Yeah.
And so then it was really, really windy.
I mean, really windy.
Yeah. I get home. I change my clothes. I go to work out my daily afternoon workout at Crunch. And so I'm working out and I'm seeing on the TV they've got live news coverage at the Pacific Palisades. Everything's on fire at the Pacific Palisades. Now, if you're not familiar with LA and you're out of town, and Pacific Palisades is a lovely community en route. From Beverly Hills, Bel Air, to the Pacific. You get to Malibu, but you've got to drive through this enclave, which is Pacific Palisades. And I know you've all found out in the last 3 weeks, this is where a lot of celebrities live. It's a lovely community. So when you're watching this on the big screen there at the gym, that it's on fire. Not just on fire, it's a firestorm. It's unbelievable. I got home that evening, and I just told the wife. I says, "It's
told the wife.
Palisades is burning down. It's on fire. It's terrible." And then a couple hours later, I think I got a text or something from somebody, you or Blake or somebody, that said that Altadena, which is just a city above Pasadena, which is right near where we live, is on fire. And didn't think anything of it. Just thought, this is terrible. It's getting awfully close to home. Until that night, I go out in the front lawn, and over the hill, the fire is right there.
You don't realize how fast these things move.
Yeah.
But, yeah, again, we were having lunch, and it was super windy, and next thing you know, you get home, and then next thing you know, you're being asked to evacuate.
Yeah.
And this went on, the Palisades, and then the Eaton Fire just went on and on and on. And all of a sudden, our community, our city, our beautiful Los Angeles being attacked.
Yeah.
It was like a, I mean, it was
like a war.
It was like
we're
a
in
war
zone. Yeah.
Because the fires are popping up all over, and then when those are finally out, there was one that came up by me out in Castaic, and
suddenly, just like that, you weren't expecting. Yeah, well, no, you're not expecting a fire,
yeah,
but you didn't have those crazy winds that we had before for the Palisades.
Yeah,
that they kept saying, "Be ready."
Yeah. So, thoughts and prayers to all the people out there. We were affected in a small fashion. I mean,
yeah,
we were close, but we had to evacuate shortly. But some of these people still have not been able to get back to their house,
which is terrible.
And I know that the fire aid is taking place this weekend. That concert,
was that this weekend?
This weekend. The cheapest ticket was $100, but those all sold out. They're a lot higher now, but you can still donate by going to fireaid.com. But all kind of places are popping up to make donations, and because it's terrible. I mean, all of these people that lost their house, I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah.
Well, you were there. I talked to you when you were evacuating. You were like, I'm not sure if I'm going to come back to this. Anyhow, again, prayers and thoughts to everybody who was involved and touched in some capacity to the fire, and just stay strong. L.A. strong.
L.A.
Right?
strong.
L.A. strong. But a heck of a way to start the year. And then we had the inauguration. Was that a week ago or 2 weeks ago?
That's Monday, 7-8 days ago.
So from the last time we were here, and it was the holiday season.
Wow, that's right.
Things were great.
Yeah.
We were going out constantly through the month of
right, we had
January,
all sorts of Christmas things we were
all
doing.
All kind of holiday things.
All of events.
Then we ended the year with a great New Year's.
Yeah.
Went from a great end to 2024 to all of a sudden 2025.
To a lousy start of the season.
With the fires.
The
inauguration was a big thing. And weather here is freezing today.
It's freezing.
Yeah.
Freezing. reminds me of about a year ago. Last week, a year ago exactly, was our Emmy event because it was canceled due to the strike. So we had to do our first Emmy event last year at the start of the year. And we were at the top, we were at the rooftop of the
Astor
Hotel, and it was freezing.
Yeah.
I mean, I had an overcoat on, my scarf, and it was like 56 degrees out there.
And it was windy, too. And that was in January, right?
Yeah. Terrible.
Which we're not used to doing an event in January.
No, we're not.
However, we did this year.
Yeah. Our Golden Globe event.
Yeah.
We did for the first time.
And it was indoor. So
it was indoor.
The weather did not.
And it worked out. It was great. One of the highlights, and this is old school, and a lot of people won't know this, one of the highlights of our Golden Globe Award event was the fact that we were visited by somebody we've invited for 20 years who never made it. And you all know Charo.
Yeah.
I mean, Coochie Coochie.
Coochie Coochie.
You know her if you're older than the younger people that are out there.
Did Blake know her?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think he knew
Blake
her
is too. Mark's son.
Yeah, but she's an icon in entertainment. And by that, I mean she's old school. She did the old performances in Vegas in the 60s, the 70s. She was married to
Xavier Coogan. When she was 17.
He was a big band leader in the 30s, in the 40s, and the 50s.
Yeah.
And he married Charo, I guess he was like 80-something, and she was 17.
17.
But anyhow, she was on Love Boat. Again, those young people don't know the Love Boat, but she was on Love Boat a lot of times.
She's still on tour.
Yeah, we saw her. My wife and I saw her at the Riviera Hotel in Vegas about 10 years ago. And, you know, she's part of the old school entertainment. You know, not vaudeville, but, you know, shows, dancing, singing, TV, all that stuff. And
we have such a wide variety of people that attend our events. There's certain ones like her that resonate. People just like got to take a picture of her.
Yeah.
They're like.
Yeah, like if she was George Clooney or Meryl Streep or something, or Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Where they were, you know, just like last year at our Emmy event, Matt, at the Astor. In Hollywood, William Shatner came by.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's been by he's 93 now, but he's done everything, movies, TV, radio, concerts, records,
not
books.
Not an A-list star, but people know him and they gravitate to him. And it was like Brad Pitt or George Clooney attended the event with the...
That's a great thing about a wide creations event. You get an eclectic mix. Speaking of which, tomorrow, since I was going to mention this a minute ago, the new Netflix show that's coming out tomorrow, about O.J. Simpson again.
Oh, that is a documentary?
Yeah, it's a documentary, and it's got a lot of interviews with Cato Kaelin.
Here we go.
That are in there. So, again, back to our events. An eclectic mix of all sorts of people have come through over the years, including Cato Kaelin a couple of years ago. And here he is going to be on this new Netflix documentary about O.J. tomorrow. He visited one of our events, and I talked to him.
You were on the red carpet with him, Mark, and you asked him a question.
I asked him the question.
What did you ask him?
I got to ask you, Cato, did O.J. do it? He chuckled and he said, you kidding me? The guy's guilty of sin. So, again, a WOC Creations event, you get all sorts of people coming to our thing. So it's you know, Charo was great, but then you know, that was our Gold Globe event.
Again, and you don't have to be Brad Pitt or George Clooney to excite our
– wet our beak with the celebrities, because this is how in 20 years we've had everybody.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Eric Estrada made a visit, too, and he was an interesting one, too.
Everybody loves Eric Estrada.
Other than Chips and Airport 75 in 1975, which was before Chips, I can't think of one thing he's done other than The Parade.
One episode of The Night Stalker he was on.
Really?
I forgot I was going to mention that, too, when we saw him. But, he was on a Night Stalker episode.
So that was probably before Chips, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
75.
Okay.
75.
Here we go again, but everybody knew him.
And
Chips was in like 77, 78?
Yeah, I think so.
79?
Yeah.
So, and he was a cool cat. People know him probably from The Parade, which...
well, locally. I don't know if anybody watches that parade anywhere else around the country or the world, but Hollywood Christmas Parade.
Yeah, I wonder if they do show that.
I think they say they show it around the world, so, you know, you could watch, you could stream it.
Yeah. And that being said, seeing you were just talking about our Golden Globe event, what we do is the gifting suites for the major award shows.
Yeah.
We got the Oscars coming up in 4 weeks. And speaking
4 weeks
of the Oscars, last week the nominations took place.
Got them right here.
The nominations.
Now, this is something I don't get. You know, the last few years they've been flipping back and forth to 5 to 8 to 7 to 10 best pictures. If you don't have 5 really good pictures, there's no reason to go to 10. There's no reason.
No.
And let me tell you why. Okay, look, here's a couple of movies that are nominated for Best Picture. Nickel Boys.
How many altogether, Mark? 10?
10. Okay. Yeah, they're doing 10 this year.
Yeah.
All right, Nickel Boys. I heard about this, but I have no idea what it's about. It's nominated for Best Picture.
Wow. Anybody in it? Anybody that I know?
Probably is somebody. How about this? I'm Still Here. I don't remember ever hearing about this movie called I'm Still Here.
Okay? Is that the one with that Blake just saw with Culkin?
No. That's the Culkin one is the real something rather. But anyhow, then this Anora, it's supposed to be really good, but okay, Anora.
Is it the musical?
No, it's not a musical.
Oh boy,
the musical is Wicked. Emilio Perez is also nominated for I think 13 or 14 Oscars.
13.
I have no desire to see this. It's an interesting concept.
Subtitles, right?
I don't know. Maybe. Hmm. Yeah. And then A Complete Unknown, which is great.
Saw it last
week. Conclave, great.
Saw that,
Substance, all I hear is good things. I wanted to see it, but before I can get to it, it was gone. Dune Part 2. Okay, now Dune Part 2, I didn't see any of the other Dunes. I saw Dune Part 2. I liked it a lot. But the fact of the matter is, it's nominated for Best Picture.
I TV'd it last night on HBO.
You'll enjoy it. It's a good movie, yeah.
Ah.
And that guy that played Elvis, Austin Butler,
yeah,
he's the villain in it. Yeah, he's
he's
a bad mother. Yeah,
bad mother.
Brutalist, supposed to be fantastic, but you cannot make a movie for 3.5 hours and not have an epic. And when I say epic, it's got to be the Titanic, Lawrence of Arabia, The Bridge on the River Kwai, My Fair Lady. Those are epics that could be 3 hours. The Brutalist, about a guy that comes over here from the old country as an architect in New York City, you can't make that 3 hours.
Is that current time? Today? Is today?
No, it's set in the 50s. This is based on a true story.
Huh?
Yeah, true story. Okay, so anyhow, those are the movies for Best Picture. Here's the best actor, Ralph Fiennes.
Okay, know him.
Yep. Sebastian Stan. He's the guy playing Trump in the movie The
he's the guy that played
The Apprentice.
Tommy Lee in the Tommy Lee.
Timothy Chalamet. Okay.
Real good job in
Real good. Now, this is one I don't understand. Coleman Domingo, he's always good. He looks good in this. The movie Sing Sing, it was supposed to be out. They say it came out.
I don't remember it coming out.
Yeah, it came out in December, but not by us.
Yeah.
I don't know where it came out.
Yeah, I kept on hearing it.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Unless it was like very
And Adrian
good.
Brody. There are five good people right there. I haven't seen The Apprentice, but if you're going to do an acting job of Donald Trump, I'm sure it's got to be good. So that's actor. Here's actress. Fernanda Torres. She's in the Emilia Perez, Demi Moore, Substance, Carla Sofia Gascon, I believe she's also in the Emilia Perez. Mm. Cynthia Erivo.
Is she the transgender one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Cynthia Erivo, best actress in Wicked. Now, best supporting. And Mickey Madsen. Mickey Madsen. I'm not
Sounds
sure
like
which
a
one
gangster.
Yeah, Mickey Madsen. I'm not sure which one she's in. Okay, supporting actor, Yura Borison. He's the guy in Anora. Kieran Culkin. He's the one, it's the real plan or something. It's a road picture with Jesse Eisenberg.
The road picture.
Well, they're traveling across the country together.
Oh.
Edward Norton.
Blake didn't like it, though.
No. I haven't heard anything good about it. Mm. Edward Norton, Guy Pearce for...
Edward Norton, real good.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
I thought he should have won the Golden Globe, but instead it went to Kieran Culkin.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Strong for The Apprentice also.
Who did he play in The Apprentice? Do you know?
Yeah, he played Donald Trump's attorney from the 70s. Mm-hmm. That guy who had AIDS and he died in 1990 something rather. He was a famous attorney. It'll come to me.
Yeah.
And supporting actress Monica Barbaro. She's the one that played Joan Baez in.
Oh, yeah.
Ariana Grande.
Okay.
For Wicked.
Yeah.
Felicity Jones. Isabella Rossellini for Conclave, and Zoe Saldana. Okay, here we go again now. They're just throwing these Oscars nominations away. If you remember, earlier in last year, about 6 months ago, there was a movie that came out called Thelma. It was about the older woman, 90-year-old woman. Her acting was superb.
Yeah.
She should have gotten an Oscar nomination.
Remember what her name was? We met her.
Yeah, I forget what her name was, but yeah.
Real
Thelma. That was great.
Yeah.
She was good.
Yeah.
So...
Who,
the Oscars,
like you said, they're falling apart.
I'm upset about the Oscars, what's going on with them, because I just thought that, I don't know.
Was there anything that wasn't nominated that you should have been nominated? Other than,
I thought, because I saw that last Showgirl a couple weeks ago, that...
Pamela Anderson?
Yeah, I thought she should have at least got a nomination.
Yeah.
She was the best thing to work.
She got nominated for a Golden Globe, didn't she?
She did, yeah. And she lost to...
Demi Moore?
Demi Moore.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But again,
what won last year for the best picture? It was easy. It was the Adam Bomb one.
Oh yeah, Oppenheimer.
Yeah, Oppenheimer.
Here we go.
The year before,
Oppenheimer, 13 nominations. Titanic, 13 nominations. Yeah. Amelia Perez, 13 nominations.
But the year before, Mark, was that
everyone, everywhere, all at once.
Yeah.
Which, again, listen.
Just like a couple years ago, when the one with the musical one. La La Land lost to...
It lost to...
whatever. Moonlight.
Moonlight.
Yeah. I mean, what do we know, right? I mean, we're over here behind the microphone.
Yeah,
I mean,
what do we know? I mean, we're not critics. There's critics out there. There's filmmakers out there. But you must also understand these filmmakers greenlighted a budget for a movie that was 3.5 hours. Now, you're going to have limited shows when you have a 3.5 hour movie. And if you've got a 3.5 hour movie or a 3 hour movie that's exciting, it's captivating, gets your attention, you've got action, you've got this, you can get away with it.
Yeah.
A movie about an architect, a guy comes over from Hungary in the 50s to build some buildings in New York City, that's not a 3 hour movie.
That being said, I got a little Adrian, is it Adrian?
Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody. I met him at the W Hotel about 10 years ago. I was there with my wife and a friend of hers, and he was in the distance, and my wife's friend loved him. And she goes, boy, I wish I could meet him. I said, no problem. We'll go walk on over. Brought her over, introduced myself. Nice enough guy. And I said, hey, would you mind?
Just a nice enough guy?
Yeah, just a nice enough guy. But when I asked if we could take a photo, he paused. He looked around. He said, make it quick because I don't want anybody to see me here.
Oh.
So it wasn't a selfie with me. It was just a photo of Carrie's friend Liliana Bustamante, by the way. So it was just the two of them.
So it was Lily with Adrian.
Liliana Bustamante. Not Lily that you know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Not with me.
I didn't hear that story.
Yeah. I was in the picture. It happened quickly. And I was, yeah. But anyhow, but he says, he's looking around, make it quick. I don't want anybody to see that I'm here. I'm thinking, you're at the W Hotel in Hollywood. People know you're here.
Where in the W were you?
In the
bar area on the first floor?
Uh-huh.
Which they completely redid for unknown reasons.
Yeah, but we were there. But again, nice enough guy. And this was, I never thought he won the Oscar for The Piano.
Right.
But that was like 30 years ago, wasn't it? Like 1999?
Something like that.
It was
a while ago.
So this was about 10 years ago. But up until then, what other movies has he done? He did The Predator. But I mean,
King Kong. He did King Kong.
Okay. But other than that,
I can't recall a lot of things.
Point being is, Mark, when I saw him at the hotel, I'm thinking,
who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When he said, I don't want anybody to see me, I'm thinking, again, who are you?
Yeah. Wouldn't you want people to see you?
Yeah.
So they could remember who you are, what you did?
Yeah, yeah. So, anyhow, so what the Oscars are on Sunday. Yeah.
March.
We are in the middle of...
March 2nd.
Hey, when are the Critics' Choice Awards?
Oh! Wait a minute. Did we miss him? Wasn't it on Sunday?
Oh, wow. No, because it would have said something.
It would have said something on the news about it. And so I guess this is Sunday coming up.
The Grammys are on Sunday, too.
Oh. Well,
it's the following week.
All right, you keep talking.
Yeah,
let me check this out,
all of a sudden like that. It's the award season, as they call it. The Golden Globes was 3 weeks ago. And then the following week would have been the Critics' Choice, but because of the fires, they pushed it back. And the Grammys are on Sunday.
February 7th.
So that's a week from Sunday.
Yeah, so Grammys are Sunday, I guess, and then they move on.
And then a week after that would be the SAGs.
Okay.
And then a week after that would be the Oscars.
Yeah, deep into.
Yeah, so Grammys, which Whitney's really looking forward to. That's my daughter.
Grammys?
She loves. That's the only one that she likes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It seems like it's more of a snooze fest every time.
More and more performers. It turns out to be more of a concert than
a concert.
An award show.
Right.
So it's smack dab in award season. That being said, we were talking about our Golden Globe Awards event. Our Oscar event all of a sudden is 4 weeks
four
from.
4 weeks from.
From this Friday.
4 weeks from Friday, yeah.
So, and we do have a couple spots open, I think, right, Mark?
Yeah, we do. There are a couple spots open. So if you're interested in promoting your brand, your service, your
product line,
contact us at wildcreationsmedia.com or Gmail us at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. And you know what? I want to put a big shout out, Matt, to a place. I don't know how many people go to brunch nowadays anymore. I mean, we used to go to brunch a lot when we were younger. Right now, we only go to brunch pretty much for the Father's Day.
Yeah, you're right.
At the Smokehouse.
Yeah.
And then, a few years ago, we used to go out a couple times a year at the Circa 55.
Oh, yeah.
At the Hilton.
Yeah.
But we do have another place that we like to go to brunch. Once a year when we visit Laguna Beach, it's the preeminent brunch place in Laguna Beach, and it's called Las Brisas. Las Brisas. And the website is lasbrisaslagunabeach.com. It's a beautiful location right in the heart of Laguna Beach, overlooking the ocean. It's a beautiful place inside and outside.
They always get the best table in the house, too.
Always in the best table in the house. And that's why I want to thank the Las Brisas for that. They're famous for their Sunday brunch. And you can't go to Laguna Beach
champagne
without going.
Brunch. Yeah,
champagne brunch. Well, they have it if you don't want champagne.
It's
off the menu. It goes for $52. But if you want the bottomless champagne or mimosas, you add another $25.
Well worth it.
Yeah, so it's $77 for a good 2.5 hours.
Overlooking
the ocean.
Yeah.
With this food. And the Sunday brunch, this is what we always get. You get a starter. And we always start with the pozole verde, which is like a kind of like a soup stew type thing.
Yeah,
which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And then it's followed with the entree. And we always get the crab omelet. And then you get a choice of Eggs Benedict. And we always get the Eggs Benedict, the lobster Eggs Benedict. Okay. So right now we've got the pozole verde with champagne, the crab omelet, which is delicious, and then the lobster Eggs Benedict.
Oh.
And after all it's followed and completed by a trio of sorbet.
Yeah.
Just to get you going. Just a
great way to clear the palate
and
great way to end and complement a great meal. But back to what you're saying about brunch. This is not a buffet brunch. And
right.
A lot of times when you say brunch, people think of buffet, which I love.
Yes,
and we get the small cost. Yeah. But a lot of people think of brunch like what it is, between breakfast and lunch.
Yes.
So this was in between because you get a champagne, too.
Yes.
And you get basically a prefix menu. So
now, you want to call ahead to make a reservation. It's 949-497-5434. And again, if you want to have a great morning, afternoon in Laguna Beach, because we love Laguna Beach now.
Best way to start the day
is
here. While we're talking about Laguna Beach, let's talk about Casa del Camino.
Yes, Casa del Camino, which is one of the reasons this is how we ended up with going to Las Brisas for brunch, is the hotel our old friend Felton has, La Casa del Camino Hotel. And the website is lacasadelcamino.com. Relax and unwind at Laguna's classic beach hotel. It's been there for about, I guess, 90, maybe even 100 years.
Yeah.
And it's right on the ocean, too.
Small. It's right on. There's no pool. It's right on.
If you want to just go and relax and listen to the ocean,
yeah.
The rooms overlooking the ocean. And then they got their new their famous rooftop bar restaurant.
We've been lucky.
Oh, wait, not a restaurant. It's just a bar, I guess. Up top on the roof?
Restaurant's downstairs.
Restaurant's downstairs on the first floor, and I think they just reinvented the restaurant.
They did. You know what? I think they have appetizers upstairs, too, though, Mark, okay. If you want to order. But, yeah, we've been lucky enough to go through the last couple of years, 3 or 4 years, to spend a little getaway weekend.
Right.
And it's only, what, an hour from your place?
Yeah, 1 hour. Yeah. And the parking is across the street. You get the parking ticket to park in the lot there. And it's literally every time we've been, and I don't know how you could have bad weather at Laguna Beach, but every time we've been, the weather's been spectacular. Yeah.
Well, we go in spring or summer, so we're lucky.
So it's perfect.
Yeah, and it's never hot. It could be 100 degrees in L.A.
or right.
In the valley.
LaCasaDelCamino.com, 949-497-6029. Relax and unwind.
And if you're going, definitely do the brunch.
Yeah, so go to La Casa del Camino and then go to Las Brisas.
And while you're at it, if you're going later in the year, like August, when we've been several times, what the heck? Might as well visit the Page of the Masters.
Hey.
PageOfTheMasters.com. That's been going on for 100 years, I think.
Wow.
It's an outdoor event. How would you describe that? Because they intertwine art with...
It's a show with people on stage, but they...
Blended in with art.
And music.
Yeah.
And but you're right. It is hard to understand exactly how to do it. So
yeah.
People, and the people, the actors that are on stage are replicating...
The art.
Art.
Yeah.
Art.
Yeah, so hey, while you're at it, turn it into be a big week and go in August, check out the Page of the Masters.
We love it.
Yeah.
So go. Yeah. So now suddenly it just turned into a commercial for Laguna. But anyhow, which is good. So go get to Laguna and check that out. So.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
The holidays. Another thing that happened during the holidays that we always like to talk about, it's a fantastic party that we have the opportunity to attend, fashion designer Sue Wong, very well-renowned. If you haven't heard of her, check her out, Sue Wong Fashion. We were lucky enough to be on her guest list the last, 10 years or so?
Her last Christmas party.
And this came out of the blue, I think, a week. This was right before Christmas. No, right before New Year. Right after Christmas, before New Year's.
Right.
Anyhow, we got the invitation. And when you get an invitation to go to a Sue Wong party, you go.
It's like an eclectic party. You can only compare it to the Andy Warhol parties in the 70s.
I always compared it to the factory party from Andy Warhol. Very eclectic, whether you're an artist, a musician, us. Realtors, sexy looking women. The variety is fantastic. And this party was at her second house. What's it called? It's a Moroccan theme.
The Moroccan Palace.
Yeah. Oh, the Moroccan Palazzo or something.
Okay.
But anyhow, the decor is amazing. It's very architectural, digesty. Fantastic food. No celebrities are this time. Usually,
he came after we left. The guy from the Titanic, and he's in that new Marlon Brando movie.
Yeah, he was in Titanic, and
what's his name?
No kidding, right? But anyhow, he's playing Marlon Brando in the new Marlon Brando. What is that called? It's only about a short period of his life, I think.
Yeah, it's just one period of his life.
But he did come after we go, but she's known to have celebrities.
And he closed the party down too.
Yeah,
the valet had to come in and say, "Listen, whatever his name was." We're closing down over there. If you want your car, you're going to have to leave now so we can get your car.
She owns, back to Sue Wong, she owns 4 properties. She owns the world-famous Cedars. She owns this Moroccan palace. She owns a place out in Malibu. And currently, as we speak, she's in Maui at her estate there. But we had the pleasure earlier last year. Actually, it's almost a year. I think it was March that we went to her Malibu party.
Yeah, right.
Overlooking the water. She was not affected by
the
fires.
We were living in a Sue Wong world, put out there, the Sue Wong world, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Great. You got any more promotions, Mark?
You know what? We've got Friday night. We're going to this the 60th annual Pasadena Showcase House.
Well, it's the Empty House Party.
Right.
Yeah.
I just said it's the 60th edition of the Pasadena Showcase House.
Correct. Yeah.
For the arts.
For 60 years, yeah. And it's at the Bauer Estate.
Bauer Estate and Gardens.
Yeah.
No.
Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't. And it's one of the larger properties they've had for this thing. It's 5 acres, 15,000 square feet. And it's a great thing to go to because it supports the arts in Los Angeles and California. It's a fundraiser produced by the Pasadena Showcase House to fund music programs.
You can't see it, but that's the house right there.
Yeah.
Have you seen this, Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, that's starting April 20th. April 20th through May 18th.
Right, right.
But the party we're attending on Friday is
what they call the empty house thing, that you go there and it's stripped down to the bolts of its empty house. And the whole the concept of the Pasadena Showcase House is they get all these local designers and builders, and they come and they take this empty house, this elegant, beautiful house, and they fix it, or not fix it, but they decorate it.
In their own different
designs.
I don't know how many designers are involved, but it's a fantastic thing, especially when you're talking about a large house. Somebody will do the floors. Somebody will do the bathrooms. People will be designated to the kitchen. I think it's like a coin flip. I don't know how, or they
it's
draw.
It's 2.5 months of construction, remodeling, decorating, and when they get done in April 20th, they open it up to the public again, and you get to see how the house now looks after being freshly designed and decorated by all these new...
And unfortunately, because of the fires, this party was supposed to be 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, so they had to postpone it, which gives them less time to get ready for the time. So they're going to be like on double time.
Yeah.
But tickets are still available. Go to their website, PasadenaShowcase.com.
It's PasadenaShowcase.org.
Oh, .org. Yeah. Well, I can't even read my writing. Boy,
no,
it's bad when you
can't
read your writing.
Yes.
When you can't read, it's one thing, but when I can't read it.
When it's your own writing and you can't read it, it's really bad.
Yeah, but that's one of the great parties that we get a chance to go to every year. Another one that we get to go to is the LA Auto.
LAArtShow.com. It's taking place February 19th through the 23rd. It's down at the LA Convention Center. And if you like art like I do, then this is someplace you have to go. Tickets are available right now. They're still working on the details for the celebrity host of the event. They haven't announced this individual yet.
Kind of surprising. It's in 3 weeks.
Right. It's always last minute, though.
Yeah.
excuse me. Anyhow, it's a great place to go. It's at the convention center. They've got great art, the best art you could imagine.
The convention center is huge.
Huge.
So tons.
Yeah.
And they have, like, live art going on there. While you're there watching.
All sorts of great displays, great celebrities. They've got great food choices that are there.
Oh.
Alcohol choices, food choices, great music for a great cause, too. LAArtShow.com. Tickets are still available. It's at the forefront of the contemporary art movement.
Yeah.
I like the way that sounds.
Yeah.
So it's a great thing to go in. It's the biggest art thing in L.A., I think.
It's Freeze Week in L.A.
They have a lot of
galleries are having.
So I'm not sure if this is bigger than Freeze or Freeze is bigger than
this.
Well,
Freeze is a variety of different things. But this is almost like Art Basel. Well, Art Basel is a week, but this is like the biggest show in L.A. that week.
Right.
But there's a lot of other.
Three weeks away from tomorrow.
3 weeks from tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah. And you get there early and you're still waiting in a long line.
Yeah, that's right.
People get there early. Just
even when you're in the VIP line, you're waiting a long line.
Which I don't understand. You know, I mean, anyhow, and parking, got to tell you right now, is expensive. It's $30 if you're parking right
there.
That
is expensive to park just to go for
be prepared.
An art show.
Yeah, be prepared. They don't validate. It's not discounted. It's $30. That was how much it was last year.
So but well worth it when you go inside there and check this thing out.
We go the opening night, and like Mark said, it's the party, which is I think about $150 or what, something like that. It's expensive. But show goes on for a week or 10 days.
I think it's 5 days.
15 or $20.
Well, maybe it is a week to 10 days.
Yeah, 15 or $20.
Right, if you're not going opening night, the rest of the time I think it's $15 or
$20. Yeah.
So that's real value.
Well, yeah, because art galleries or art shows, or they can be pretty expensive unless you go to the Broad, which is free. Or the Getty's free, too, if you make a reservation.
And the Norton Simon. Well, the Norton Simon's free if you go the last Friday of the month.
So there
are ways to get around it. You know.
Yeah.
But even for this price, it's the LA Art Show, and it has a variety of everything. You know, all sorts of different art. You know, it's
and
sculptures.
And like when they have people painting right there.
Yeah.
When they're painting, which is fantastic.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's terrific.
Yeah, and you miss
and that's
that.
Just 3 weeks away. So we got the showcase on Friday. We got the LA Art Show in 3 weeks, and a lot of stuff going on here.
And like Mark said, there's open bar. They got champagne, they got wines, and they got cocktails, sometimes signature cocktails. In fact, most of the time, signature cocktails. And back to the wine, El Paso, Paso de Robles.
Right.
Was that a month ago?
I think
was it
was.
Before? Yeah, but anyhow, we enjoyed, we do like wine. We're not connoisseurs, but we like wine. We like drinking wine.
We went to three or four wineries.
We went to three. We had a Paso Robles weekend, which was Saturday and Sunday, which was great. And a big shout out to Robert Hall Winery. Mm-hmm. You know, wineries are different. There's a lot of wineries that are they're basically all the same. You go in, you have the tasting. We like to separate the ones that are a little more unique. And what I mean by that is whether it's a tour of the cave or a tour of the winery or something special. And the Robert Hall Winery.
Is Robert Hall the one that we got the charcuterie little bag?
No, that was Unks.
Oh,
that
was the last
one. Yeah, but and that's what
But did we get a candle?
Did we get a candle?
Yeah, they gave us a little go-away giveaway bag.
Yeah, I don't think we had a candle.
What was in that bag?
Good question.
Yeah, I think it was a candle.
Okay,
but I can't find it now. I don't. So what happened to my candle?
Okay. But the first one, well, that was the first, the last wine we went to, but I turned this off. How could this be? But anyhow, the Robert Hall Winery, roberthallwinery.com. We took a tour of the winery, the vineyard. Mm-hmm. Not really a tour of the vineyard. We stood in the vineyard while we were getting the rundown. Then we took a tour of the inside, not caves, but where the barrels were.
Right.
And inside there, they had a separate wine section where they poured wine. And then we ended that with a charcuterie, which was fantastic. It was a miniature charcuterie for each of us.
Yeah.
Not like a big board, but it was a miniature, which is perfect. There was olives. They had cheese, some crackers.
Hungry.
I'm getting hungry, So roberthallwinery.com, which was fantastic. One of the other ones we went to was Onx Winery.
O-N-X, that was our last one, I think.
Yeah, onxwines.com.
Yes.
This was a special private thing.
Yeah.
Where it's
there's
not
nobody but us.
Yeah, nobody but us. And we met after we got through the gates. We were lucky because we didn't have a code to get through. But anyhow, we made it through there. Then we had a little outdoor like shed area waiting with wine. And we were introduced to the wines and we had a great view of the winery.
We got on the cart.
Yeah,
the
which
golf
is
cart.
Called.
It took us a tour around the entire facility.
With wine. And it was a tour
with the wine
through the vineyards.
Yeah.
Which was. You know, which was great. So these unique type of wineries.
Wine experiences
make it that much more special and enjoyable. Don't get me wrong. All wine tasting is great. Even if it's bad wine, it's still great.
Now, the last one we did the Sunday before we were leaving. Did we have one on Sunday or we didn't?
Yeah.
We did.
We weren't really,
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't remember that one.
Yeah. But out of all the wineries we've been, you know, just a moment ago, I said all wineries are good, all wine is good, except for one. The one that we went to last year.
You know what? I also want to put a shout out to this, too, where we stayed. The Myriad Courtyard.
Yeah.
And in Paso Robles. Okay. This place, they were doing some construction there still, but the place was a nice place. And then the unexpected breakfast buffet the next morning, I thought was, they had Starbucks coffee there, okay? And then they had the buffet where you had the bacon and the sausage and the potatoes.
And they told
fruit.
Us, Mark, that there was only going to be pastries the
right,
next
continental
day.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
Or pastries, right?
Pastries.
And then when you
and coffee.
Right. And then when you wake up and you don't have that, you've got the whole spread and then Starbucks coffees. Boy, that's a great way to leave the hotel saying, the Marriott Courtyard is a nice place.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was a nice place.
And I saw that there, and I had to go to the front desk because they didn't tell us about that.
Right.
I saw a spread, and I went, and they said, no, it's complimentary. And, and I don't, the Marriott does not do that. But
no, you know, I know that, you know, your Hampton Inns
right.
and your Holiday Inn Express,
that's
they have that.
That's why I went to ask if it was complimentary,
yes.
because they had sausage, bacon, potatoes, eggs,
fruit. Great, elegant, great
and the pastries.
Fruit, and the pastries. And the Starbucks coffee.
Yeah.
And I tell you, when you get that unexpectedly.
Unexpected.
In the morning. Hey, because we were thinking about, I don't know where we were going to go. We were going to go drive around some place for breakfast. Which we did find that great pastry place at that little park in the the square. The city square. Which was, we picked up some from cookies to take home. Which were fantastic, by the way. We had that night. But again, a great trip to Paso Robles. Stopped off for lunch at the Splash in Pismo Beach. Had our the world famous
clam chowder
with their loaf of their sourdough bread overlooking the Pacific, which again a great way to
end the weekend. Yeah,
you know, a quick in and out.
Yeah, it was only a one night stay, but it was a long 2 days.
Yeah,
that's the thing when you have a getaway weekend, you start it early and you end it late, and you only spend one night, but.
Yeah.
you pack it like we always pack it. So thank you to Paso Robles. Thank you to the wineries because those were great.
And thank you to the Marriott Courtyard.
Yeah,
paid. It wasn't the comp, but we had a great time.
That being said, how we packed things in, on that Sunday we went to one winery, but we had two wineries planned.
Yeah, that's right. Because we decided, you know, after we had the one winery, and then we're going to have lunch. It's just too much to get back
Yeah, because it's still a 2.5-hour, 3-hour drive home.
Right, so we had to pass on that. Yeah. But, again, thank you, Paso Robles, for a great time.
And then we also did the Sensorio Pasta.
And I think we talked about that leading up to, but that was before we went talking about it.
And it was sensoriopasso.com. It's an interactive
light show, more or less.
Music, technology.
Yep.
How else explain it? It happens when the sun goes down and there's 100,000 lights.
Yeah.
You walk through like a mini valley almost.
Fantastic.
You park and it's like a mini valley. Yep. The lights are extremely impressive. They're fantastic. We were VIPs and we're having a cocktail. Coincidentally, a rocket was taken off.
Yeah.
From Vandenberg.
Vandenberg.
Yeah. And before it took off, we had no idea what was taking place. Somebody said, there's a rocket taking off. And boy, was it cool.
Yeah.
Up in the sky. And so, yeah, Sensorio, Sensori. Paso, PASO.com. It goes through June, I think. In fact, they invited us back, Mark.
Some of the celebrities of the WWE Royal Rumble at Indianapolis are listening to us now. Way to go to the celebrities of the WWE Royal Rumble in Indianapolis. I forgot to share this with Tony, that we were on today.
Oh, wow.
You know, I forgot all about it.
Tony's our publicist.
Yes. And, you know, the older you get, the boy, it sure is easy. Like, we still can't remember the guy's name from Titanic. Right?
I thought you were going to spit it out.
But stuff just starts slipping away. start forgetting things.
You know,
it's
a damn shame. And between the two of us, usually we could bounce back and forth, and one of us will come up with it.
Yes.
But we need...
I still don't remember what the name is. So, anyhow. But anyhow, thanks for saying that over, Tony. But, anyhow, I just got done watching on Netflix The Man on the Inside.
Yes, yeah, Ted Danson.
Inside Man or The Man on the Inside with Ted Danson. I think it was like 7 or 8 episodes. Yeah. Netflix, great. He plays an older guy who goes undercover in a retirement home to find out who's been stealing watches and things like that. And
Well, he's hired by a private investigator.
Right, hired by a private investor to go undercover.
Because he's a school professor.
Right. Ted Danson's a retired
university professor.
Right. So anyhow, if you're looking for something new to watch out there right now, get to
Netflix. Inside Man or
Inside Man with Ted Danson.
Or Inside,
and
comedy.
It's uplifting.
Humorous. It's not really a comedy, but there's humor in it, but it's serious, but nothing too crazy.
Right.
35-minute episodes, which is perfect.
Yep.
Sometimes an hour could be too long. I like 45 minutes. 32 might be too short. I like a 45-minute show.
Yep.
That being said, we just watched that, but did you watch the football games on Sunday?
We're
2 weeks away from the Super Bowl.
You know, when you watch two almost four-hour games back-to-back, that's... You're just sitting on the couch and drinking and eating all day.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's like, oh.
But it was a rainy day on Sunday.
Yeah, it was a good day to be at home watching that. But that was a lot of TV to watch, you know?
By the end of the last game, when it ended by us at 7, I think, so 10 o'clock Eastern time, I was tired.
Yeah, I was tired, too.
I didn't budge from the couch, literally. I even took a snooze at halftime.
Yeah.
And I missed 5 minutes of both great games, Buffalo, Kansas City, Philadelphia, Washington. Even though Washington lost by, I don't know, 30?
Yeah,
the first half was close.
Yeah, it was close.
The first half was close. In the second game, I was rooting for Buffalo because they deserve it.
Yeah.
But everybody's talking about the NFL, the refs, conspiracy, not making the calls. That's why I think there's no way if Kansas City made it through Buffalo, no way they're losing to Philly. The NFL will not let them lose. They want this three-peat. They want history. So
that's good because I got the Chiefs on my ticket from Stateline when we
future.
Went.
Future
bet. Where I've got the Dodgers, I've got the Thunder, I've got Duke, and I've got Kansas City Chiefs. Win all those four this year. Come the end of the World Series in October, I'm looking pretty good.
Yeah, and that's off a $10 bet, right?
No, it was much more than $10.
Much more. What is it paying off?
Don't worry about what it's paying off.
Paying off. I know Blake got a big one there, but But so that's always hosted at my place. So that's a week from Sunday.
Wow.
Who do you like?
Chiefs. Yeah. I gotta like the Chiefs. Yeah. I don't like the Chiefs. And put it this way: I've never liked the Chiefs, but I gotta support the Chiefs. Raul, I gotta root for the Chiefs. I gotta back the Chiefs.
Our buddies Raul and Eric love the Raiders, so they hate the Chiefs. Mm. They hate the Chiefs, but the NFL will not let them lose, and they're only favored by 1.5. It's probably going to go up to 3. But and you throw in the component with the Taylor Swift, who brings in all those other viewers.
We're winding down already. Believe it or not, the show is coming to a close really quick now. So
does go by quick.
Did you check to see when we're on? Are we on this week on Storage Wars?
We are not.
Soon? Oh, you checked, but we're not
I
on.
Did. We okay. are not.
All right. Well, we're not on this week, but we'll be on again next week. So if you're interested in participating with the upcoming WOW Creation schedule events, send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com or visit our website at wowcreationsmedia.com or our social media platform, which is?
You could send us a direct message, DM at Instagram at WOW Creations. Send us a DM. And we're also on Facebook under Mark Harris.
Right. We're on LinkedIn. Go to LinkedIn. Yeah, we're still on LinkedIn. Okay, yeah. LinkedIn, Twitter. What about Twitter?
X.
Oh, X. Yeah. Right.
And I'm never even on there, but it's under Swag Kings.
Swag Kings.
Yeah. Are you ever on there?
I was on there this morning when I did a tweet. Can you still call it a tweet if it's on X?
Oh, you still do that.
I don't know.
I don't do that. But, yeah. But, anyhow, thanks for listening. We look forward to hopefully.
Go to luxurygala.com and get your tickets to go to see the Oscar viewing party on March 2nd at the Universal Hilton. Go and spend a weekend on there in Laguna. Our friend Felton in the
Camino del Camino
hotel. Camino del Camino. And go to have brunch at the Las Brisas.
Yeah.
And stay safe out there. Yeah. Stay safe out there. It's a tough time we're going through right now, but enjoy. And we'll see you soon. Cheers.
I think we're out of time.
Yeah.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA.